Wonderful podcast series Afroloops, where we explore the vast wealth of instruments in Africa. My name is Holly McCarthy, and I'm an ethnomusicology student at Rhodes University. And today, we're going to talk about a beautiful African string instrument called the adungu. During my research for this episode, I was fortunate enough to cross paths with two incredible adungu players in Makanda, who will be describing and demonstrating the adungu and its beautiful, special sound throughout this podcast. The first musician I interviewed was Asake Tunsulana, a master's student from the music department of Rhodes University.
I came across this amazing, mostly-sounding and beautiful African harp on YouTube, thanks to the digital age, being played so majestically as if it's birds singing in heaven's gate. I thought to myself, David Play's instrument and its size, sound, make and design penetrates the soul and makes it whole. The nylon strings echoing and knitting hearts to peace is the breathtaking engineering of the instrument. I love it so much, so therapeutic and always indescribable. It is a very enriching instrument in Africa.
Sinenyoni zetwala banga Zitambula ziniki na zitenyu Zitambula ziniki na zite Tezile mamu wemba sisanga mulimire Tezile mamu wemba sisanga mulimire Tezile mamu wemba.
The adungu's physical structure is derived from uniquely African origins. The instrument is made of a hollowed-out slab of wood, which is covered by two pieces of leather woven together in the center.
It is very decorative on the sides, as you can see. Almost all instruments from Uganda, the drums and the adungu and the ndingidi, they have a sort of decoration, you know. They like to use animal skin with their instruments.
The upper piece of leather functions as a resonator, which has a wooden rib down the middle to support it. This also serves as a structure to secure the strings from the neck to the resonator or soundboard. A curved wooden neck containing a tuning peg for each note is inserted into the end of the instrument's body. The strings run diagonally from the tuning pegs in the neck to the rib in the center of the body. The second musician I interviewed was Albert Bisaso Sempeke from Uganda, who is an expert in many traditional Ugandan instruments, such as the amadinda, edingidi, the enanga, bolal, flute, thumb piano, the adungu of course, and many others. He is going to tell us about the adungu's scale, tuning system, playing techniques, and range.
Adungu is a very simple instrument. It's in the family of harps, different harps. And in Uganda, we have a number of harps. We have adungu, we have got enanga, which is also here. And perhaps I will show you, then you get a difference. Then when you talk about the chords, so now these are three chords. So if I add more string, then it will be four chords. You see, and the more progression you add on it, the more idea you get, yeah, into the music. But but traditionally, they usually play from 12, from 1 to 12 strings. Then adung is more of a westernized instrument. So actually, it's diatonic. It's tuned in diatonic scale. Yeah, what diatonic. Then, but mostly you can find many people playing different style of adung, different tuning. Some people, they play even in pentatonic, which is 5 or string or 8. Then it depends to your experience.
Angelina Yekop Cheruanoya. Angelina Yekop Cheruanoya. Angelina Yekop Cheruanoya. Matamarata Kop Cheruanoya. Angelina Yekop Cheruanoya.
Listening to this edition of Afroloops, Discovering the Instruments of Africa. For more in the series, go to ru.ac.za/ILAM/podcasts or find us wherever you get your podcasts.